Okay, you can be seated. Now we'll get to trauma. I want to talk about trauma today, primarily because trauma is something that all of us experienced to a certain degree. Some more severe than others experience it. But even those traumas that that we do experience, even though we don't think they're a big thing, can be a big thing. As I was going through deliverance, an image kept coming back to me. And the image was of my dad when I was 4 years old. I knew I was 4 years old. And I could see myself in the kitchen of our house. And I could see my mom having a glass of water. And she had a pill because I needed to take a pill for some reason. I was 4 years old. And my dad got out of belt and spanked me because I wouldn't take the pill. And this image kept coming back up to me. Every time I would go through some kind of deliverance, this image kept coming back up to me of what had happened to me when I was 4 years old. What had happened to me when I was 4 years old is that I was traumatized when I couldn't take my pill and I couldn't swallow my pill. In fact, even today, I find it difficult to swallow pills. I have to put my head way, way back in order to swallow pills. And so that was trauma. And it didn't matter what I prayed or how I prayed or whatever, this image kept coming back into me. And I will tell you why in just a minute, why it kept coming back and I hadn't been freed of it. Because trauma is, if you define trauma, it's a distressing, disturbing event that you can personally experience or you can watch somebody else experience. And what happens is it's like an emotional earthquake and a physical earthquake that actually causes your body and your soul to get out of balance. Totally out of balance. And if you've ever seen pictures of where there's been an earthquake, you know what I'm talking about. Trauma is basically a wound of the soul being the mind, the will, and the emotions. It becomes a doorway for other tormenting spirits to come in and can affect the whole man, soul, body, and spirit. Trauma comes in many different ways. It can come from an accident. It can come from a natural disaster like an earthquake or a flood. It can come from a violent assault on you personally, or maybe even you've seen somebody assaulted violently. It can come from infidelity. It can come when you lose someone. That can be traumatic. It can come when you lose a job and you're laid off. That can be trauma. It can come even when you have to change locations to go from one location to another. That can be traumatic. It can even come from surgeries. Surgeries can traumatize you and traumatize your body. There can also be emotional trauma. It's from people, things that they've said to you, rejection. We talked about ejection. We talked about abandonment. Chronic neglect is trauma. Trauma can even be experienced at the time of birth. So what we're saying is trauma can actually be, it can be a single event that happens, or it actually can be a repeated event over time, over and over and over again. You're experiencing the same type of trauma. If it's repeated over and over and over again, what happens is it leaves the person emotionally, mentally, and physically damaged, and they find it very difficult to cope. Now, why are we talking about this? We're talking about this because we have suffered trauma in certain ways. But we're also talking about this because when we start to minister to other people, we need to understand that when trauma affects them, when they've gone through a lot of trauma, there's a lot of damage that's been done to their soul, and they need to be healed of that trauma. The higher the dose of trauma, the more damaging its effects. Most of the damage that is traumatic, really traumatic, comes when it's been deliberate and it's been repeatedly done over and over again, like an abusive situation. Especially if it's an abusive situation where that person is dependent on the other person, like a child being dependent on a parent or a wife being dependent on a husband or vice versa. So if it's repeated and if it's frequent, the trauma is going to be very, very great. Now, it says in Isaiah 61, y'all know this scripture. It says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal what? The brokenhearted. What happens is when people are traumatized over and over, there's actually a fragmentation that occurs in their heart and they're not whole. But Jesus has been sent to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and they become captive to the trauma because that trauma is a memory, and I'll talk about where that memory is, and they become captive to that trauma, and everything, the trauma becomes like a light bulb, and everything that in life is perceived through that trauma. So they become captive to that. So he came to set the captives free. He came to open the prison of those who are bound. He came to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. He came to comfort all who mourn. People mourn and grieve because of trauma. We just think that they mourn because of death, although that is a form of trauma. They mourn for other reasons, and it's because of the trauma they've been through. To console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. And they, who? The traumatized ones, whose hearts have been healed and are no longer broken, they are the ones that are going to rebuild the old ruins. They are the ones that are going to raise up the former desolations. They are the ones that are going to repair the ruined cities, the desolations of many generations. So as people are getting healed of trauma, you're going to find things are going to change in cities because they've been healed of trauma. Psalm 34:18 says, the Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and saves such as have a contrite spirit. So Jesus is here today. He's here today to set us free from the effects of trauma. From the effects of trauma. You cannot avoid trauma as long as you live in this earth. You cannot avoid it. It's going to happen. But the way it affects us and it lingers there, Jesus is here to set us free from that. What are the effects of trauma? I want to give you a few. It causes our bodies and our souls to be out of alignment and out of balance. Trauma affects the electrical, chemical, and magnetic frequencies in the human body. They go out of balance. When someone's traumatized, they feel very vulnerable. They're very terrified. They're very angry, and they're very negative. If you've been traumatized, there's a sense of loss of control. You don't feel like you can control things, and you have a very, very confused perspective. You cannot have the right perspective as long as you're seeing things through your trauma. People who've been traumatized don't feel safe. They're very hopeless. They're full of despair, apathy, and deadness. When trauma happens to someone, it is a doorway to other issues. One of the main things that comes in through trauma is fear. It is a doorway to fear. Trauma also can lock in your emotions. What I mean by that, it actually locks in the pain, and you're not able to experience joy and freedom and happiness. You just can't experience it because the trauma has actually locked those things in place. Trauma can result in people becoming chemically dependent. It causes certain personality disorders such as schizophrenia, dissociative identity disorder, DID, which is a fragmentation of the personality. Jesus talked about binding up the broken heart, because there are fragments there that results because of the trauma. One of the main things that comes through the doorway of trauma is anxiety. Now, anxiety opens the door to stress. Stress opens the door to suppression of the immune system. Your immune system does not work properly, and that opens the door to all kinds of sicknesses. So you have the trauma, you have the anxiety, you have the stress because of the anxiety, then you have the disease coming in to your body. So what that tells me is that many diseases can be a result of trauma that is still in your body. And we're going to take care of that today. Some of the real bad complications through trauma are chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, that's that nerve pain. They tell me, and I don't have it, but they say that it's like pouring acid into an open wound when you have fibromyalgia. So trauma is a doorway to infirmity, but it actually can lock in infirmity. Now, I want to read y'all something from Chuck Pierce. Well, if I had my books, it would be good, but I left them in the other room. Patty, I left them. Yeah, I can read it. Go get them. There are two books. One is How to Defeat the Devil. Oh, somebody went to get them. How to Defeat the Devil, and the other one is the book by Joan Hunter. I've got a bag in there. I forgot to bring the books up in the conference room there. Thank you. Depression and fear comes through trauma. It opens the door to the lies. That opens the door to the lies of the enemy. You see how the trauma opens so many doors? Toxic thinking, negative thinking, can come as a result of trauma. Because what happens is we perceive everything, see everything through the traumatic events. Thank you so much. Through the traumatic events that we've been through. This is Chuck Pierce. Y'all know Chuck Pierce? He had a lot of health issues. He said in his book here, he said, illness and infirmity were a pattern in my life. Growing up with weakness and sickness was a way of life for me. Severe allergic reactions, bronchial asthma, stomach ulcers, and overwhelming migraines became the norm. Doctors tried many things. I was actually taking Valium by the time I was in the fourth grade. From the time I became filled with the Spirit, I had learned how to resist the power of sickness, yet I had never really overcome the power of infirmity in my life. In the early 1990s, I received some bad reports concerning my esophagus and colon. They were damaged and creating a dangerous situation in my life. This is all physical, right? The Lord took me through a series of diagnoses from the doctors that was not encouraging. Because of my internal situation, my body began to reject anything that entered my stomach and treated it as an allergen. I began to experience shock. I was miserable. At this point, I was very concerned about my future. At the National School of the Prophets that was being held in Baltimore, Maryland, Cindy Jacobs, a friend of mine, shared with me that she believed my sickness was related to trauma I had experienced while I was growing up. She believed that my father's decaying leadership in our family and his premature death still held power over me. Now look at that. His decaying leadership in our family and his premature death, those were traumatic for Chuck Pierce. How could this be? I've gone through so much deliverance. I've even written a book about overcoming the loss that occurred in our family. I came home from Baltimore very ill and unable to digest any food. My brother Keith was teaching Sunday school and gave me a call after his class. He said, "While I was teaching my class, the Lord told me that the sickness that you're experiencing is related to the loss of our dad." I thought to myself, why isn't my brother ever sick? My dad was his dad also, so I asked him this question, and he responded, you had a different emotional tie with Daddy than I had, and his loss wounded and affected you in a way that it did not affect me. Emotional tie, a loss, traumatized, and now dealing with the spirit of infirmity. And it went back to trauma. So how often would we be paid against sickness and everything, but we never thought maybe it has to do with trauma. Trauma can also cause you to lose your true identity because it is attached to the trauma. You're not going to know who you really are until you're freed from the effects of trauma. When someone's life is dramatically affected by trauma, it's referred to PTSD. Do y'all know what that is? Okay. Post-traumatic stress disorder. That's defined by Mike Hutchins of Global Awakening as an anxiety disorder that may develop after exposure to a terrifying event or events or ordeal in which a person experienced severe physical harm or was threatened with such harm. PTSD makes it difficult to function and live a normal life. PTSD is diagnosed as a real medical condition, and those suffering from this condition re-experience the events through memories, thoughts, perceptions, dreams, or nightmares, or through their heightened senses where memory of event can be triggered. Your five senses can trigger the trauma that you've been through. What are the signs of PTSD? And I, you know, if you suspect someone might be suffering from PTSD, you can show them this list. This list is in your book, and we're going to put it up on the overhead here. But you can show this in the list, and Mike Hutchins, who works with vets and ministers to them, ministers to those who have PTSD, who have fought in wars, he said that if a person looks at this list and they say, can identify that they have three or more, they probably are suffering from this condition of PTSD. So what are they? Becoming upset when reminded of the traumatic experience or action. Having nightmares, vivid memories, or flashbacks to the experience or action. Feeling numb or lost interest in the things a person used to care about. Becoming depressed, anxious, jittery, or irritable. Thinking you are always in danger and being on the alert for a potential threat, you will find that people with PTSD are always looking around, trying to make sure that nobody's going to attack them. Nothing's going to happen to them. Having difficulty sleeping. Having trouble keeping the mind focused on one thing. Using alcohol or drugs to numb feelings, considering or actually harming yourself or others, and pulling away from other people and becoming isolated. This is what trauma can do if it's repeated over and over again, if it's very, very traumatic. Those with PTSD, they don't like crowds. They don't like public places. They don't want to sit with their backs to the door. They're very sensitive to smells, loud sounds, bright lights. They're hypervigilant, and they suffer from social anxiety. They look around to make sure they're not in danger. They feel very much alone, and they sense they're not going to live very long. Many suffer from suicidal thoughts. They have night tremors and sweats. Everything is very intense for them, and they're often very, very unrealistic. Many of them may think they are crazy, but this really isn't the case. They're suffering from the trauma. What has happened is that there's been a disintegration of their soul, and they really need to be made whole again. So anyone who has suffered from PTSD is always looking, and this is very important, they're always looking for a safe place and safe people. So one of the main, if you are ministering to anyone who is suffering from this, the main thing you've got to first establish is trust. They have to know that they trust you. They have to know that they're safe with you. They have to know that no harm's going to come to them in your presence. I want Patty to come up. She's had some awesome testimony this morning because she suffered from PTSD, and give a testimony.
Okay, as you heard from me before, there's a reason that by 25 I was diagnosed with PTSD due to the severity of the abuse and other traumas that occurred. Because don't forget that spirit of abandonment and the spirit of rejection was operating. So the multitudes of traumas still kept coming into my life to take me out after I moved out of the home and I was no longer in that situation. Stuff just kept happening. It was like a snowball effect. Two out of my three siblings were also diagnosed with PTSD from the experiences of childhood. And two, you know, they both are still dealing with the symptoms. One, my brother, he's 68. And my other is my sister, 54. And the PTSD just evolved into many of the things Flora described. Severe mental health issues with bipolar and schizophrenia. And she, the Lord's provided her a home and a safe place with the DePaul Association. So she is being taken care of. And I'm praying for my brother. He still is experiencing the effect of PTSD. The symptoms I've experienced: recurring bad dreams, fear of anyone who spoke in a loud voice, and that's from all the yelling at home, nervousness, stuttering, and a jittery, on-edge feeling. That lasted, I remember, as I said, from 6 till like 46. Isolating from other people. I've had fear of loud noises. Very specific fear of being hit in the head or anyone touching my head till 2001 from all the aggressive, like, grabbing us by the hair and pulling us and the welts. And how many times that happens. My grandchildren know it. When we're playing ball together, I always say, don't hit Nana in the head. And they know not to hit me. So, I mean, it's still there. It's still there, getting hit in the head. I have avoided loud, aggressive women. Even if they were happy and jovial, if they were loud and aggressive in their joy, it's like, it was just felt like immediate, the response was, I'm overwhelmed, without any conscious awareness of how I got there. I've had to avoid, at times in my life, my youngest sister, the one who's with DePaul Associates right now, because seeing her condition and how much pain that she's in and suffering and her mental state, like I could be fine for a part of a visit, and as soon as certain things, you know, before I knew the Lord, now I know how to pray, of course, but before that, something would manifest, it would put me right back to childhood. This is because my mother did this, and I at times just had to avoid her. It was too overwhelming. Depression, I've suffered from depression. As I said before, I was driven to those spiritual scenarios just to get some kind of relief, whereas Flora said some folks are driven to alcohol and drugs. I found another very strange method to get some relief mentally and emotionally. I bet you didn't think you'd hear some of this today. This is probably off your radar for what you thought we were going to say. Suicidal thoughts, difficulty sleeping. That, I would say, that has followed me up till just a couple years ago. And it's because of, I've been healed for the most part, but there's still nerve issues, pain issues. And it seemed to intensify at night upon going to sleep. So in the past, when I was a kid, you know, the difficulty was from bad dreams and fear and not knowing what would happen in the middle of the night, if things would escalate and we'd be up at 2 or 3 or all night as stuff was going on in the home. And then it evolved as into an adult with nerve issues. I've gotten over this one recently, but an absolute intolerance for hearing children corrected with a loud voice or stern words immediately would evoke, like, I could have to just stop and catch my breath. Even if, like, in a store, hearing it aisles over. I used to always be on the alert, looking for danger. I lived my life like I was on the edge of my seat always. I was waiting and looking, just in general in my life, as a young adult in the 30s, always waiting for the next bad thing to happen, expecting something. What's next? What's going to happen next? And easily startled and frightened. Physical ailments. As a child, severe allergies, severe food allergies, headaches, trouble sleeping, fatigue, little ability to handle stress, and bouts of just shaking and trembling. Even, say, like just being on the school bus going to school, nothing significant had happened in the morning, but suddenly feeling this come on me of shaking and trembling. As an adult, I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia, which is a chronic tendon muscle pain syndrome. There's some nerve involvement, and they have discovered there is some immune system involvement. Also have some nerve pain, especially coming from the spine, and it just feels like at certain times that the nerves are just on fire. That used to be pretty severe. The Lord has healed me to the point that when I first started to seek serious medical attention, the doctor wanted to put me on disability. But then I met the Lord after that, and I was told he could heal me. So I've never been put on disability, and I'm still working. Immune system issues. Like a dormant lupus. Lupus is immune related, and that will rear its head now just in times of stress, and it's usually when I'm overworking, not paying attention, and not caring for myself properly. I used to have ulcers, digestive issues. That was for years. The Lord healed me of that completely. I had a few trips to India, and two of those trips, I almost died. Once was from a severe flu-like thing that I got, and the other one was the first trip. I was just on my own a lot, even though I was with a small group of people, and in the middle of the night, childhood memories came up, and we were at a hostel by the Ganges, and I got up in the middle of the night, and I just decreed to myself, I cannot take these recurring dreams of childhood, and I went towards that river is extremely cold and extremely fast, and people were known, they go there to die, because you can die quickly, because once you're in it, it's hard to get out, so... It was So I do consider that a part of the PTSD because I was woken up by bad dreams, and then the next thing was, I'm getting rid of this by getting rid of myself. Okay. Every counselor that I worked with had diagnosed me with PTSD. I learned coping skills. You know, you learn what the triggers are, what to avoid, like, so I could put into my bag more avoidance, you know, more things to avoid, and how to manage the symptoms. But I'll tell you, there's nothing like the Lord's healing balm. The Lord has done a mighty work, and I'm going to end my testimony with this, because this sums it up. When we were having a meeting, the four of us, for this presentation today, Flora talked about, I'm going to add in PTSD, and she told us all about it, and we were like, yeah, that's good. Yes, we have to do that. And then she said, well, it would be really great if I had somebody to give a PTSD testimony. And we were all like, yeah, and I was going, yeah, oh, that would be good. That would be good. No, I'm serious. And then we were quiet because we were thinking, who? And I go, wait a minute. I was diagnosed with PTSD, and I've been healed of PTSD, but that is the depth of how he healed me. I was agreeing with them, yeah, it would be nice if we could find somebody. And so we had a good laugh over that. So that's all I got. All right.
Thank you so much, Patty. This thing is real. And you know, more people suffer from this than we realize it. Even people that have not even been diagnosed as PTSD, they're suffering from this. And I was thinking about all the health issues you had. And there were a lot of those health issues Chuck Pierce had. And it went back to trauma. So here's the thing. Trauma is stored in the cells of your body. And trauma, the memory of that trauma, is going to be stay in the cells of your body unless your cells are set free from that trauma. It's going to stay there. And what's going to happen is, as long as that trauma, that memory of that trauma remains in the cells of your body, then when something triggers that, it's going to respond. Because a lot of the triggers come through your five senses. So Patty talked about hearing something, hearing parents correct their children. That triggered that memory that was stored in the cells of her body and made her very anxious and made her very afraid. Trauma, when it's in the body, it stays in the body, it's going to lock in fear. And it's going to cause things to be triggered so that you almost re-experience the issue again. Now, sometimes you don't even remember it in your mind. You don't even have any recollection that the trauma happened to you because you have kind of separated it from your memory, so you don't remember it. But even though you don't remember it with your brain, your body remembers it, and your body responds to it. Trauma can also lock in your emotions so that you're not able to experience things that God wants you to experience. I want to prove to you that trauma stays in the cells of your body. So I'm going to read you a couple of accounts out of Joan Hunter's book about trauma in the cells. Because when we are going to deal with the trauma, we're going to deal with it from a cellular level. That's how we're going to deal with it. There was a woman who was having heart problems, and it came to her needing a heart transplant. When she received the phone call informing her that a heart was ready for her, she was extremely excited. After the surgery, she stayed at the hospital. And the first night, she had a horrific nightmare of being stabbed to death. This nightmare repeated itself for the following two nights. And her killer was the same person each time in the nightmare. So the hospital contacted the police and brought them in to do a composite sketch of the person in her dream according to her description. It ended up matching the features of the man who had murdered the person from whom she had received her new heart. That person had been stabbed to death, and that violent act was the last memory the person had experienced. The man was convicted of murder and is now in jail. That memory of that event was in that heart. It was not in here. The brain, our brain remembers facts. It remembers numbers. It remembers things like that. But trauma is remembered by the cells of the body. So that when that heart went from that person to her, then that memory of that trauma was transferred to her. There was another lady who had a heart transplant and was also having reoccurring nightmares. Hers featured a license plate, the same number every single night. The police were contacted and the plate number reported. Shortly after, the police located the car and asked permission to search it. The driver said, sure, why not? In the trunk, they found blood stains which, when tested for DNA, matched the person whose heart the woman had received. The donor's uncle, who killed her, had thought she was already dead and had thrown her into the trunk. As she was being shoved inside, she had seen the license plate, and the image of the number had been burned on her heart. That man was convicted and sentenced to time in prison. That is the power of trauma. That is the power of trauma. So, we don't have a way to get rid of that trauma. You know, we can't just say, trauma, go. We don't have a way just to get rid of that trauma. But God has a way to get rid of that trauma. And all of us have, you might not suffer from PTSD, you might. But you might have suffered from the loss of someone. You might have suffered from the trauma of a divorce. You might have had a bad accident. Sandy talked about how she was hit in the face with the ball when she was playing softball, and she went to the doctor, and he says, your tooth has been traumatized. So it could be something as simple as that. But the fact remains that it does stay in the cells of the body. If you know of someone who is suffering from PTSD or suffering from trauma, and you feel like the Lord is telling you to pray a prayer, a trauma release prayer over them, make sure you get the permission to do that. In fact, I'm asking your permission right now to do that. Because in praying this prayer of trauma, I'm actually going to take authority over your bodies, and I'm going to call that trauma out of your cells, is what I'm going to do. So you definitely want to ask permission. Keep in mind that anybody that's been traumatized might be sensitive to touch. You could ask if you could hold their hands. Keep in mind that they're sensitive to loud noises. So you want to keep your voice down. You don't want to be screaming and yelling at them. You also want to welcome the presence of the Holy Spirit to come and to minister. Because if they've been traumatized, they also need healing. So the presence of the Holy Spirit. Ask the Holy Spirit. Say, Holy Spirit, would you give me words of knowledge? Because sometimes words of knowledge will bring things up that need to be dealt with. Ask them if they've received Jesus as the Lord and Savior. Very concerned if they haven't, then things are just going to come back. So you want to make sure they receive Jesus. If they don't want to receive Jesus, it's okay. Just pray a blessing over them. They need to know that they've been forgiven by the blood of Jesus. Because very often people that have been traumatized blame themselves. It was my fault. If I hadn't have done this, this wouldn't have happened to me. So you want them to know that Jesus loves them and that Jesus has forgiven them. So you declare forgiveness over them by the blood of Jesus. You're going to find in the trauma pair, I'm going to break off shame. I'm going to break off condemnation. I'm going to break off guilt, and I'm going to break off false responsibility. Also going to break off lies of the enemy. And I'm going to close that doorway for those last to come in. And I'm going to bind up their broken heart. I'm going to bind up their broken heart. And I'm going to disconnect the triggers of the five senses. Because it's stored in the body, it's the five senses that are going to trigger the memory of that traumatic events. I'm going to cancel any assignment of tormenting spirits and command them to leave in the name of Jesus. And I'm going to command a healing of the soul, body, and spirit in Jesus' name. It's also good to speak Psalm 91 over them so that they know that they're safe and they dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. And you need to confirm to them that they are a child of God, that they are a royal son, a royal daughter, and there are declarations that you can do for that. So I ask your permission to pray this prayer of trauma over you. Yes. I don't know that you can stand in for him because actually I'm going to be commanding the body to release that trauma. He's not physically here, so it's not actually happening to him. But maybe you can pray the prayer over him. All right, if it's possible, or someone, if he has a pastor, maybe a pastor could pray the prayer over him. Well, Father, I just pray, God, right now for this young man, God, that suffered trauma. I just pray, Father God, that this is the year of connections. This is the year, Lord God, that you connect in people that need to be connected. And this is the year of jubilee. This is a year of deliverance. So I just pray for him right now, Father, that God, that you, Almighty God, by your power, by your divine appointments, that you would connect him with someone who he can be connected to be free from this trauma. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. You could even see if he would contact Mike Hutchins from Global Awakening, and they might have some of their ministers in this area, or wherever he is, and could minister to him. Maybe he would be more open to that. Okay, and just let him know that he helps vets who are suffering from PTSD. If you need to leave the church out of it, leave it out. But just get him the help he needs. Okay, all right? So, if you want me to release the trauma from you, I'm willing to do that. Yes, Pastor. Okay. I want you to stand anyway. If you're giving me permission to pray over you, stand to your feet. All right? Because let's just do a stretch anyway, because y'all have been sitting for a while. All right? Just stretch. All right, so, all right, you may be seated. You may be seated, because it's a long prayer, so I don't want you to have to stand the whole time. You were standing to give me permission. Okay. If anybody's not giving permission and they would prefer to just stand out in the hall, that's fine. So, all right. But it is a long prayer. Now, here's what you want to do. You want to relax. Just relax. Just let the Holy Spirit do his work. Let God do his work. I don't know how it's going to affect anybody. When I was reading this out loud, I started weeping. I mean, I was getting deliverance, and I didn't even realize it. Don't be concerned about anybody else and what's happening to anybody else. Just allow the Holy Spirit to work through this prayer and to release you from trauma. Okay? Father, by the authority you have given me, I take authority over all unclean spirits in this place and command them to leave now. In the name of Jesus. This house and our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. I decree that all believers are forgiven by the blood of Jesus. With the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, I bind and gag every demonic spirit that has been attached to any traumatic event of anyone present here today. And I separate all demonic alliances and break all ties between the strong man and others attached to it. I command you to leave now quietly and quickly without harm to anyone. I welcome the healing, delivering, and empowering presence of the Holy Spirit to come and minister and to fulfill the mission of Jesus in Isaiah 61, 1 through 3, of healing the brokenhearted, opening the prison doors, and setting the captives free. I curse the spirit of trauma, and I command it to be gone down to the cellular level in each body present here in the name of Jesus. I command every cell in each body to release the effects of trauma from accidents, combat, abandonment, rejection, betrayal, divorce, separation, abortion, physical and emotional abuse, death of a loved one, lost jobs, rape, incest, satanic ritual abuse, natural disasters, surgeries, seeing or being a victim of a crime, or any other effect that has left them traumatized in the name of Jesus. I command the spirit of trauma to come out of every bone, every tissue, every connective muscle, and all cells and nerves in the spine, the digestive tract, the circulatory system, the respiratory system, and the endocrine system without harm to the body in the name of Jesus. I command each body here to release all pent-up emotions, all anxiety, all fear, all worry in the name of Jesus. I break off any feelings of shame, guilt, and condemnation for anything the person has done, been ordered to do, or have had done to them. I break off all responsibility of these experiences and actions in the name of Jesus. I curse any feelings of abandonment, rejection, betrayal, divorce, separation, abortion, abuse, and worthlessness, and command it to be gone in the name of Jesus. I curse all spirits of hopelessness, depression, and oppression, and I command those to be gone in the name of Jesus. I cancel every assignment of the powers of darkness against all minds, bodies, and spirits that have caused fear, anxiety, and worry. I command all afflicting and tormenting spirits and spirits of infirmity associated with a traumatic event to leave and never return in the name of Jesus. I command all bodies here to release all memory of past trauma, all memory that you were alone and helpless and that no one cared in the name of Jesus. I command all bodies to release all concerns for the future, how things are going to work out, concerns for your safety and well-being, concerns of acceptance and love in the name of Jesus. I command to come out of your taste buds and nostrils anything connected with defiling touch, any part of your body that was affected by it. I command it to go and be released in the name of Jesus. I command every electrical, magnetic, and chemical frequency in each body to return to harmony and proper balance in the name of Jesus. I command the skeletal systems of each body to come into proper alignment now in the name of Jesus. I command each nerve system, each lymphatic system, each muscular system, and each immune system to be healed in the name of Jesus. I cancel and call null and void any witchcraft prayers or curses that have been spoken against you in the name of Jesus. I ask you, Father, to heal every wound of their soul that was caused by these traumatic experiences. I ask you to cleanse them from all demonic defilement. And I command all familiar spirits that have been connected to trauma to leave now in the name of Jesus. I ask you, Father, to heal every physical wound in their body that is there because of past trauma. In the name of Jesus, I destroy every ungodly stronghold of thoughts and beliefs that have been built up around these wounds. I disconnect the triggers of the five senses that bring back memories or images. I ask you, Father, to reintegrate their brains. Restore brain connections and pathways that have been severed through trauma. Heal the brain and restore it to wholeness. Bring to the forefront of the brain all memories of being loved and accepted by you and others. I ask you, Father, to release every person, every part from imprisonment or captivity associated with each traumatic experience, for you came to set the captives free. I call back all separated parts, and I say that you are forgiven, you are valued, you are safe, you are accepted in the Beloved. I call forth unity and wholeness in the name of Jesus, for Jesus came to bind up the brokenhearted. I bind all familiar and familial spirits that were connected to those parts, and I forbid them in the name of Jesus to operate in the future. Father, I ask you to pour out your spirit in every place where trauma once resided. Pour in your light, pour in your truth, pour in your love and your acceptance. Fill every cell, every tissue, every organ, and every part of their being with your truth. Infuse every person here with your love. Father, restore broken places. Father, remove the bruises and heal the hurts. Spirit of Lord, come and bring back to life the dead places. Bring back to life hopes and dreams. And bring back to life vision and purpose. In the name of Jesus, I call for a restoration and a redemptive work through the finished work of the cross of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, I thank you for renewing, restoring, and connecting to purpose and destiny. I release over every person here a blessing of wholeness and peace over their minds, their wills, their emotions, a blessing of wholeness and peace over all cells in their body in the mighty name of Jesus. I release the blessing of your goodness over every aspect of each life here today as they move forward in your kingdom purposes. I declare and decree that each person here is a royal son or daughter of a loving Heavenly Father, the beloved of the Lord and His delight. I declare that you, Jesus, have redeemed, you've healed, and delivered them. They are called according to your purposes, and you're working everything together for their good. In the name of Jesus, I say, it is finished, it is done, healing and restoration has come. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for releasing them. Thank you for releasing us from the effects of trauma. Thank you, Father. It'd be good at this time for us to make some declarations. I am a child of the King. I'm a co-heir with Jesus. All Jesus bought and paid for is my inheritance. I am loved. I am forgiven. I am cleansed by the blood of Jesus. I am accepted in the Beloved. I am filled with the Spirit. I have angels protecting me and assisting me. I am united with Jesus. I have been crucified with Jesus. I have been raised with Jesus. I am seated with Jesus in the heavenlies. I am far above all rule. I'm far above all power. I'm far above all authority and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. All things are working together for my good because I love the Lord. He loves me. I'm whole. I'm healed. I dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. I abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I say of you, Lord, you are my refuge. You are my fortress. You are my God. In you do I trust. Amen and amen. I don't know what we do after that, but I guess I have to close, don't I? I just want to thank the Lord for everything He's doing, because none of us, let's face it, none of us would be here if it weren't for Him. No way. None of us. So I give Him all the glory. I just want to encourage each of you to stand fast on what's happened today. Because Pastor says on the eve of Revelation is tribulation. Which means that Satan is going to try to tell you nothing's happened. Nothing was accomplished. You're the same that you always was. But that's not the truth, because things that we've done here today have been legal transactions. So don't let your emotions tell you what is the truth. You tell your emotions what the truth is, and the truth is in the Word of God. So you want to stand firm. You want to understand that Satan doesn't like what we're doing, and he's going to try to get back in, and you just say, no access. You don't have access to what the God has done. I'm not giving you any more ground. Holy Spirit, I just fill all those empty places. Just fill all those empty places with your abiding presence and with your love and acceptance. I thank you, Holy Ghost. I kind of don't want to go, but I guess we got to kind of go. Reminder about session 3 is November the 21st. We're going to be doing shame, fear, and control. That's a super stronghold that works together. So what we're going to do is we're going to separate each of them out, look at them, what they are, see how they actually cooperate with each other, and then get freedom from that. That's going to be at Victory Community Church, which is on Manator Road in Greece. And it's hosted by Shepherd's Heart. So we thank them for doing that. The trauma prayer that I just did, there are copies of that out on the table if you want that. We do have some people up here that are here to pray if you want some prayer before you leave. And I would like to ask Pastor Dave Branch if he would come and release the blessing over us. We're so fortunate to have so many wonderful pastors in our midst.
Amen. Can you see how this is building? It's going to be great. Next month's going to be great. There's power in the name of Jesus. Amen. And the song says, to break every chain. To break every chain. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. You sing these songs in your church. They're powerful, powerful songs. I just want to dismiss us with this couple of lines from this trauma prayer that you have in your packet. Let's say, in way of a benediction, I speak life, health, wholeness, peace, and complete restoration into your life in the name of Jesus. I thank you that you are our hiding place, our protector, our healer, and deliverer. Praise you, Jesus. Father, I just pray the peace of the Holy Spirit, the peace of Jesus Christ and the Father over each and every one as we leave this place today. Father, bring us back November 21st with such eagerness to sit under this teaching and to learn and to be set free and have those chains fall off. We thank you for the work you've done already, and we praise you in Jesus' name. Go in peace. Amen.
Thank you so much. Go home, enjoy your family, and relax, and just enjoy the rest of the day. Thank you for coming.